remember some of those times. Man, I mean, somebody get revved up behind you, and the first thing you know, you getting revved up. And first thing you know, somebody's weeping, and you're weeping with them. And the book says do it. Weep with them that weep. And so it's a wonderful thing to truly be the body of Christ and to have all of this wonderful things that God calls spiritual gifts. And so as we move forward, the diverse kind of tongues. Now, the world knows that probably in a different way than we do. What they call cussing and damning and all of that stuff, that's a total diverse kind of tongue. When we talk in tongues here and at our house and in our car, as the Spirit of the Lord gives us, there is just a buildup. And he says, that's the power of the Holy Ghost. That Holy Spirit will attract the workings of the Spirit. And so what happened is in all this spiritual gifting, that miracle happens so often that we never even have to go through the whole ordeal. I think I'm getting this, or I think something's happening to me. And the first thing you know, 3 or 4 days later, you're already over it. And that's just sort of the way it works. And so God is just, he's never, never not on line. He has all kind of powers. Now, the diverse kind of tongues that so many times that we speak, and I try to do this in a very careful way on the taking a real strong level of talking in tongues when there's not really a spirit moving, unless there is to be a interpretation of tongues. And that's where they talk about this interpretation of tongues. Because sometimes you can just sort of feel the spirit of somebody, and it's not like that general spewing out of a tongue, talking in tongues. A lot of times it's almost wailing out. And that goes all the way to spiritual powers that are literally bringing things into focus. And I have witnessed it many times over, and it works. You just, oh God, for those souls. Oh God, for that situation. And that interpretation of that tongue is that you may not ever hear the English side of it, but you know that you are praying for strength and power and healing and miraculous energy. And so these moments like this are created, and it's what I've tried to use a lot in the last few months, and that's exercising yourself unto godliness. That's what I'm going to do, God. That's what I'm going to do more of, God. I'm going to do it better, God. I am going to exercise myself. And that way I will know more emphatically that if so-and-so seems to be so far away, I can tell them. Let me tell you something. I've had that kind of tough time. I'm going to stand with you during this little situation. We're going to walk together. And so that we interpret the tongue of the Spirit that has been prayed over each other as we talked in tongues. Howbeit in the Spirit we speak mysteries. For the Spirit itself maketh intercession with the Father, or the source of all this power that I'm talking about. And so it's just to me, it's just an absolutely wonderful, wonderful thing. Let's move on over to 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. So he says, don't let people put a lie in your mouth or your ear and then think that they're going to get by with it. This setting right there is so phenomenally strong. And it's wonderful to know that God has angels of power that work with those kind of situations. So let's move on. Now, there are diversities of gifts. In other words, this person may have that. This person may get that. These people may not get that. But there are diversities of gifts. He puts it in parentheses carefully. He tells us not everybody gets the same stuff. And so the diversities of operations. But it is the same God which worketh all in all. In other words, whatever brother so-and-so or brother so-and-so over here is getting, then we may think, well, how in the world did God let this happen and didn't let this happen? He said, I want to tell you something. All in all, when the show is over, it's all going to be equalized. You're not going to come up short. You may have not got it on time. By the way, did I tell y'all that Brother Proctor's getting married? That's pretty soon. He'll come bring her whenever he does. He's pretty excited about it. He didn't think he would ever be able to get that place. But God's got giftings and spiritual helps. And so the diversity of operations. And I get a marvel at some people. Just want everybody to do it the way their local assembly does it. He says it in clear statement. There are diversities of operations. There's just people that operate a little different. And different in different classes even. But it is the same God which worketh all in all. I wish everybody just say that, all in all. That's awesome. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. So what he's saying, everybody may not get every much, you know, that much yardage every time, but they just keep on keeping on. They keep on keeping on. And everybody exercising themselves, finally, they profit withal. And that is such a joy. I mean, somebody gets a victory over here and so-and-so looks over there and says, why didn't I get mine? Hang on. You're probably going to jump further than them when it does happen. It's just amazing how I have watched so many people in life, and it's a thrill to be able to preach and teach these kind of things that make a city a powerful place. So in Romans, the 14th chapter, I want us to look at the 17th verse. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And I try to use that very carefully and often to people that use the terminology. I don't understand why we got to talk in tongues. I still feel God before I talked in tongues. Or I don't know why I need to talk in tongues. And I always try to tell them to understand what the book said. Howbeit in the Spirit, we speak mysteries. That he puts it right there. We don't even know the calibration of the English language when we're talking in tongues with the spiritual powers. But what we do know is that those spiritual powers are holy, and if we have a Holy Spirit within us, there is going to be a divine connection, just like plugging in a fan or plugging in a light, and there is going to be a high level possible that starts illuminating the room or solving the problem in our life. That's the way it's worked for me for years. It just works. And that's why it says, just forgive people before they ask. Don't worry about it. Just let them go. That's their business. Yes, it hurts that they hurt my child. Yes, it hurts, but don't let a demon get a hold of us and tell us to go hurt somebody else when he tries to get us to subtract our level of relationship with God. This kind of stuff, it just don't happen. And so I tell you, I've just been thrilled all day thinking about how wonderful it's going to be for people that are already doing this and actually brushing up on it. And so by the Spirit, the word of wisdom. How many of you have ever said, I don't want you to show a hand or anything, but I just, for your own sake, just let it rise up. How many of you have ever been talking to somebody or they ask you a question and all of a sudden you gave them an answer that you didn't even really realize you knew that well? And so what happens is the word of wisdom, boom. And so I want you to be able to enjoy knowing that. Because when that started happening in my life, I thought, whoa, this is getting high tech. And it is. It's higher than anything. And so it's not just dancing and joyfully praising God. It is for a real reason that we do those kind of things. So, there are differences of administrations. I've already covered part of that a little segment a while ago, but everybody just don't do it. Not everybody don't boogie like that. She hardly ever got past this. And she did what we call a slow dance, just a little bitty wave. And it stirred up just as much spirit for me as the ones running the aisles and jumping over the benches. But our humanity is so aligned with great expostulations. And so encouraging your children and encouraging your neighbors about some of that, on how that the gift of the word of wisdom and how it administrates itself. Then there are diversities of operations, and we have practiced that. Matter of fact, I tell you, I just don't like to have a Sunday evening when there's not a Sunday service. Sunday evening service. I'm sort of linked up to a Sunday evening service. But I mean, I can live with it. But it's just a whole lot different deal. And so he gives us permission in this setting. There are differences of operations. And so a lot of people, man, they judge everybody by the way they operate. That's the way they operate. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't get some good ideas and take advantage of it. That's wonderful when that happens. But he said the whole thing comes out like this. Same God works over there, works over here, works back there, works up here. Same God. Just a little difference in ministries. And so the whole part of that, he underscores what he wants. And he said, all of the above creates a profitable setting. He uses the term with all, but that's what he's saying. And so the whole thing is that in this operation of this great thing called the kingdom of God, we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, and it is a wonderful thing to know that if we are celebrating all of those, it just stands to reason. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the trump of God shall sound. Dead in Christ arise first, and then we, which are alive. Whew. Praise God. Do we have enough time left to sing a song? Let's sing a little song. I think that it would be right to close with him opening his heart to us about all of the spiritual giftings, and then that we would sing and praise him and worship him just for a few minutes. And if you need a touch in your body or you need a miracle in your life, please feel free to come to the front. I'll be down here praying, singing with y'all. And let's just let the glory of the Lord, that glory means victory, overcoming, greater than. Let's just stir up that gift a little bit. Praise God.
His name is wonderful.
What a thrill. Tonight to know that you've got angels assigned. In the middle of the night, there will be a spirit available. Master of everything.
His name.
Oh, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, that's beautiful singing.
Yes, his name.
Just play that. I want us to pray one more prayer. If you have friends, family, neighbors that need some special spiritual help, while they sing that, I want you to just pray a prayer for the spirits to go over to that neighbor, to that setting. I believe in casting out demons. I believe in lighting up a world. Let's do it. Sing it.
His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord, and he is the mighty King. Oh, he's the Master.
Saying this because I want any kind of extra feelings, but you know, a lot of people are not going to see the preacher working, but a lot of the work goes on right here and here while he's trying to go get sleep. He's thinking about people that are hurting. He's thinking about people that need spiritual help, physical. And so I have wanted to say it at a right time. because I don't want anybody feeling sorry for me, because I am enjoying life to the max. I do hurt for people, and I do feel it, but I try not to let it drag me down. There are some people that I wish I could lift them up physically, heal them physically. But receiving Jesus is a very critical part by faith. We receive him. And even if we suffer for a while beyond what we thought it would be quicker, I promise you his plan is still working. I've watched it over and over again. He is wonderful. And that's what tonight I wanted to be. Wonderful Jesus. God bless you. Don't run out, but have a good trip out.